no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we want to jumpstart self-love. This is something that gets bandied about a lot. It even gets somewhat criticized by some people. I share the story of my struggle to learn to begin to love myself and how it was an uphill struggle in some of my books, because as a child I was told, it was felt that it was good parenting to quash your feeling really good about yourself. Now that may sound strange, and it certainly does nowadays given what we know, but in my parents' generation and where I was raised, we were raised basically not to think too much of ourselves. My mother used to tell me, I remember, and I tell this story in A Complaint-Free World, about how my mother clicked her tongue one morning and shut off the radio because she heard Muhammad Ali talking about he was the greatest, I am the greatest, I am so pretty, etc., etc. My mother goes, he sure loves himself. Like, that was the worst thing a person could do. I remember that being a child. And of course, I wanted my mother's attention, approval, and love. But I was not supposed to give it to myself. And then you heap on top of that that my father always used the word, the number one thing to describe me was bad. You're bad. You're bad. Bad, 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 bad. All right. So I grew up with all of that. Now, over time, people have said you need to learn to love yourself. Well, how? More importantly, why? And what do you do if you don't even know what it feels like to love yourself? These are things that I have really struggled with over the years. And I'm going to just sort of talk to you about them as I have done in the past with other jumpstarts in sort of a free-floating stream of consciousness way. But one of the things that I had to do was to realize that my parents were wrong. They weren't bad. They were wrong. They were misinformed. They were where they were supposed to be in their life, but not exactly where they should have been as far as parenting goes. And so this whole idea was wrong. And I don't serve my parents or their memory by remembering the things about myself that are negative or bad. I celebrate my parents and their memory by loving the child they brought into the world that sometimes they were unable to love. Now, love. Such a squishy word, isn't it? You know, I love my dog. I love pizza. You know, I love to paddleboard. I love to scuba dive. We use this word all the time, and really, it's not necessarily what we necessarily mean. We could say we have a strong affinity for, but love is not a noun. Love is a verb. Love is something we do. And this was an important thing that I realized and learned in my 20s. I've been compiling all of this stuff in an effort to learn to love myself. But love is defined as, and by the way, this is from Dennis Waitley, one of the greatest motivational speakers of all time. Love is unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. Unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. Now, hard to do, isn't it? Unconditionally accepting yourself. It is so much easier to unconditionally accept other people, although we rarely do. It is so much easier to give acceptance, let's say, to other people than it is to ourselves. And unfortunately, all of that creates a loop. Now, we need to accept ourselves. We have too high a standards for ourselves. I know that I do. I often will say or do some of the dumbest things. And someone who really loved me would say, I really love Will. And you know, sometimes he just does and says some of the dumbest things. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's a good person. He just sometimes, you know, his mouth gets in the way, or he will not be as aware of someone's feelings as he might be, or something like that. I'm not trying to paint myself as a bad person. I don't think I am. I'm just saying that looking at myself from the outside in, I need to come to expect myself to do and say things that are not optimal. And then I need to just love myself for doing them anyway. Here's why. When you beat yourself up, when you criticize yourself, when you are hard on yourself, you then disassociate from yourself. There's you, and then there's the part, there's you that you're criticizing. So you are literally no longer on your own team. Think about that. You've disassociated yourself. You're literally no longer on your own team. And as a result of that, why would you want to do anything to improve that person? Let's say you've got something that you might do or say, I might, you know. And if you beat yourself up for, oh, God, there I go again. Then inside that part of me that may do or say whatever it is, and I'm trying to be deliberately ambiguous so as not to disassociate or to remove myself from what you may be struggling. If I mention what I struggle with, it may cause you not to focus on you. And I want you to focus on you. And I want you, instead of going, here I go again, say, of course, here I go again. I always do this. This is a habit and I still love myself. Wow. Then you don't have that rancor inside yourself. Then you don't have that irritation inside yourself. And then you're far more likely to want to do things for yourself, such as improve your life, make yourself better, make yourself happier, healthier. So love is number one, unconditional acceptance. And number two, it is looking for the good, looking for the good. How have I worked at looking for the good in myself? You might look at me and say, wow, all I see is good. Well, I would probably say the same thing about you. And you know your dark thoughts, you know your dark moments, et cetera, just like I do. Your fearful, angry times. And so what I did was I literally wrote down the good things I've done in my life. I try to make a list of it. And if I ever come in any way closer to doing what it is ideal for me, then I really, really, really want to celebrate myself. The other day I was having a somewhat stressful conversation with someone who is really important to me. And I knew that the feeling of coming up inside of me was the real issue. And what was that fear based on? That fear was based on the fact that we might argue, we might disagree, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And immediately I began to run through my mind the times that I have successfully handled any sort of argument or disagreement and stuff like that. I began to, as I like to call it, run my resume. And immediately I felt relaxed. I felt less stressed. And I was able to be on my own side and to remember that in the long term, my goal was to keep this person as a friend, you know, and to stay close to this person and that I really cared about him. So as we began to talk, all of a sudden, I wasn't, which raises the energy in the conversation. I loved and accepted myself for having improved. And really, that's all you can ask from yourself is improvement. Forgive your past and look forward to improving the future. Self-love. Unconditional acceptance. Yes, you're screwed up. Yes, you're a mess. Yes, you're just like everybody else. If we all sat around and talked about it, we'd kind of go, that's why group therapy is so successful. And that's why AA is so successful. Because we all think that we are perpetually individualistic, that we are not like everybody else. And when we find out, wow, I remember, I can't remember the specific example or I would give it to you, but there was something about myself that drove me crazy. I remember what it was, and it was having to do with getting along, I think, with people or something. No, it was a perception issue. Anyway, I remember thinking about it, and what's wrong with me, and why do I think this way, and why do I feel this way? And then I'm reading a book, and it had an entire chapter on people who think like me or are like that. And I went, this is a best-selling book. And it's literally talking, it wouldn't have wasted a chapter just on Will. All right? You are far more normal than you give yourself credit for. And you are far more wonderful than you celebrate. Accept yourself for the way you are. Try and see yourself through the eyes of the people who love you. As Mark Twain said, God, make me the person my dog thinks I am. When you begin to do that, your life will totally change. You move into being on your own side rather than being your own prosecutor, judge, and jury. Is this easy? Hell no. But you do a little bit more every day. You make a list of the good things. You focus on the things that you did well, and you do your best. You don't sweep them under the rug. You learn from your mistakes, and then you let them go. You know why? They're already in the past. Thanks so much for helping me jumpstart my day and to be with you today. Before we go, I'm going to invite anyone who would like to check out, share with me any questions or comments, and you can do that whether you are watching here live with me on Facebook, or you are listening to this podcast on Podbean, or you're watching me on YouTube, or looking at my blog, because these are some of the many, many ways you can receive these. And by the way, if you'd like to join my email list and get a daily email with the jumpstart and a reminder about the next day, they also include a link to the previous day. Be sure and sign up at willbowen.com/blog. That's willbowen.com/blog. All change in the world must start with love. Ed, hallelujah. I'm going to leave you with that final comment. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. Make it a great day, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more.